The town of Brook Hollow stands watch over a ruined keep that was once a bastion of good in the realm. The keep overlooks the Shadow Rift, a dark scar in the world that was once a gateway to the Shadowfell, but has been dormant for many years. Now an evil cleric of Orcus, demon lord of the undead, seeks to reopen the gate, and the only thing standing in his way is a small yet determined band of heroes. Dungeons & Dragons, 4th edition. Keep on the Shadowfell. Redux. Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. A huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
You walk down the hall a little bit.
That is one thing I like about EverQuest that is not in World of Warcraft. To get rid of a monster, you can zone.
Yeah.
World of Warcraft, it will chase you. And chase you. And chase you.
After about half a mile ago, yeah, fine, you're fine. Come on, work.
What the biggest problem is when you're in a dungeon, the monsters don't stop chasing.
The back of my head feels flashed.
All right.
Be fortunate you weren't turned around. You've been flashed from the front.
Just throwing us about.
Now that I think about it,
put yourselves on the map.
I might actually be able to dual spec into Frost.
Into what?
Speaking of World of Warcraft, reminded me of my DK that I will possibly eventually be playing with.
Okay,
you.
Let's see. In the lead is going to be the tank.
And Rogar.
And
yeah, Rogar. He and I came down first. I thought, well,
oh right, Nathan is lagging behind
because I'm overly chipper.
Clark is going to be behind you.
Yeah, he is.
And back here by Nathan.
There we go. There we go.
No. I don't want him behind me.
Why is the tank behind?
He's AFK on auto follow.
The green stuff, where is it
really
grass down here?
It's basically debris.
I don't know if it's
rough terrain.
But either way, he went link dead. So we were waiting for a new tank to pop in, and I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to sit around. I started tanking as the priest. The priest tanked. Because I can keep aggro if I need to.
Oh, yeah.
You know what
rest of druids call heal tanking.
Yep.
Yeah. With my mage, it was so fun. The warrior tank was failing so hard, so I finally decided to go, alright, I'm the mage tank. So I literally walk up, arcane explosion. It's an AoE that does some damage, but it draws a whole bunch of aggro. And so I'm just like, heal me! And the priest is like, oh, this is a lot better than the fighter. And the fighter's like,
yeah. Yeah, I cast my shield on myself, and then I cast my regeneration, and I'd swing at it. And let it beat on me, and let it start to get low, and help me heal. And that draws a lot of aggro.
And you spot where some of the rats are. You do. You guys don't see where the rats are.
I see nothing!
It's a lot of rats.
They're minions. We will step on them.
What we have to worry about is the king rat.
Is there a king rat?
There's always a king rat.
So this is a queen rat, and then they're British.
This one has music notes behind it.
Yeah, it's running for music or something.
Is it?
Because it's the Pied Piper.
Looks like it's...
Those are the rats that you see from...
What are the green squiggles?
Rough terrain.
Yeah.
Okay.
Those are the rats that you see. And that is a rat.
You dirty rat. Wait, let them all clump up and then let him take a deep breath.
Alright, they're teetering around and doing their thing.
So if we don't move, they don't move? I mean,
where you guys go?
Well, let us go to the right. Soon there's a solid wall of stalactites, or stalagmites, right? Stalagmites right there.
Well, you can move past this stuff, it's just difficult to write.
So it's there, but...
Right, left there. Or right.
Just impedes your movement.
I like left.
Left, right, let's go.
Wait, no, I can try and get rid of some
going
of the
left
rats.
Or right.
Hey, charm animal.
You're going
do
left.
A,
No, I don't have that.
You guys move your, do your...
Hey,
do a,
animal
do a,
handling.
Everyone do a single move.
You'd think I'd have that.
One, two... One... Two, three, four.
Worst ranger ever. You forget.
Five. I'm assuming he moves here.
And there are some that are, some of the rats aren't even on the floor. They're actually like running along the ceiling.
That's creepy.
Interesting.
Anti-gravity rat.
Very interesting.
Oh, I hope they climb from one stalactite to the next.
Ah.
I hope these aren't Max Payne number one rats, because then they've got magnums. I'm sorry, Desert Eagles. That would be embarrassing. Dying to a horde of rat-leaned with Desert Eagles.
So from our vantage point, do we see any more rats?
Not from there, no.
Okay.
All right.
You haven't come over to harass me yet.
He was asleep.
At this point, I will need initiative for everybody.
I'm feeling good today. We're under attack.
What do you mean there are rats down here? Why are there rats down here? I'm repulsed.
Repulsive technology.
And do we get any bonuses for initiative to being around you?
Yeah.
It is 8:30.
What is it?
Two.
Okay.
I know.
It's always two. Anything with any ally within 10 squares of me always receives a +2 because I'm a natural leader. Can't you tell?
Today you are.
You're a bit too chipper.
All right. Belladonna, what do you get?
Plus two.
Yes.
18.
You beat me.
Belda?
17.
Clark?
13.
Cariona?
11.
Ragnir. Phil's going in when he gets here. Rogar.
7!
Great. Our tank is out. I know he's got a 10.
He does?
He said he had a 10.
Yeah, he's plus 10, so what'd you roll?
A 5, 15.
17.
Well, it says 8 in here.
Oh, that would be why it says 10. Okay.
15.
I'm sorry, Belda, what'd you get?
17.
And Clark got a
13.
Okay. All right. I also want to keep in mind that you're the only one who sees the rats right now. So, Belladonna, and give me a perception check, would you please?
17. I see anything in front of me.
Ooh. 17?
17.
Yeah, you will spot some rats scurrying about in
that area.
In that area, in those areas. And they're big rats.
Okay. I'll go ahead and toss one of my seeds.
There you go. There's the rats.
Natural 20.
Toast.
And, I will go ahead and make
it. Ooh, well, that was right.
1, 2,
now.
3, 4.
Mm-hmm. 5. Okay.
I'll just stay there for now.
Belda, you're up.
Do we have somewhere we're going in this dungeon, in this area, or...?
Looks like there's a hallway.
Okay.
Looks like this hallway continues on down here.
There's some doors over here.
Looks like there's some doors over that way.
Alright, then I will... I'm assuming we're going that way then, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
And can I see the rats?
Give me a perception check, please.
I doubt a 13 will do it.
No. You see the rats, but you don't see them.
Groovy, man.
Ask her what's the story about.
Okay. Ragnar will go ahead and move forward.
What's your story about?
And stand there. Clark.
How many moons does Clark get?
Six.
Where is he going?
Well, he's definitely not going first anywhere. Should I give him a perception check, see if he spots anything?
Yeah. He just grabbed you, but.
Okay, Clark.
You know something? Ribbit.
Points off in this direction, and then he points off in this direction.
He learned to speak his language.
Ah, so don't go towards that way. That way is probably safer.
Ribbit.
Thank you, Clark. Keep your eyes unshielded or unskinned. I guess Clark will also, since that was what, free action, movement action? Mm-hmm. I guess he'll ready a standard.
Maybe. And he keeps glancing this direction.
Maybe.
And he goes, points at the people and goes,
I think Clark is lecturing me.
I don't think he likes us.
I think he thinks you're expendable.
We named you, Clark. We named you.
Yeah, you know it's because of her that you're here. Should be nice to her. Sorry.
No.
Okay, next.
Cariona.
I'm sorry, which way did he point not to go?
That way.
I don't know, I was looking.
Oh. I guess I should roll perception.
The only person that would have seen him pointing would be Cariona at this point.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because he's behind everybody.
So he pointed this way and was like, no!
Then he pointed at the people in front of him and went, pointing in the other direction.
Okay.
Yeah. You can have more than one if you want to.
I ask for everything before I take
it. See.
There's a release in the back of the front.
I don't know which way to go.
When in doubt, follow the horde.
I don't know that I want to follow you guys.
If nothing else, that provides ample targets.
You can always hold your action if you don't want to.
Well, I think I'll move.
Oh, hey. Your little fire sheet next round is still clearing that firestorm, right? So if anything moves into it, you take damage?
Yes.
Okay.
And I'm going to roll perception.
And that is in.
Not quite there.
Here, hand me one of the red pieces.
That is here.
17? I rolled 17 on my perception.
Mm. Okay. A 17 on your perception, you spot the rats.
Oh, neat.
Like, yep, there are rats. And they're scurrying about. They look very nasty.
You're not allowed to have monsters anymore.
What do you mean? I'm gonna sleep all alone. You know what was awesome? I found the Muppets. They did a video of Bohemian Rhapsody.
It's awesome.
It's the shizzle.
You see the Carol of the Bells? Did you see Beaker's Lament?
Mm-hmm.
The newest one.
So there's a bloody spot.
Funny. No, that's marking where the fire seed went off.
I also like Ode to Joy.
So if they move into that spot, they'll take Beaker. Damage.
I know.
I love Animal and his dong.
Ding, dong, ding.
Because I'm like,
ding, dong, ding.
Yeah. Bohemian Rhapsody is the funniest one, though. Mm-hmm. All right, anyway.
Are you firing?
Are you doing anything, Kariana?
No, I'm going to save my action.
Okay, Rogar.
Well, obviously we can't head that way, so we need to head to the right.
Double movement on these?
Yes. Well, they cost an extra point of movement.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Okay.
There are rats everywhere. OMG.
Huh. More rats.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty. At this point, the rats go. Now, he had a ready to action. You have a ready to action. These rats come towards him. Yeah.
The rat dies.
It's a dead rat. Alrighty. However, those rats come in. And they're like crawling around on the ceiling, crawling around on the floor, you know, whatever, what have you. And their speed is a 6.
These two will take fire damage.
Now, is that at the start of their turn, or what does it say?
If they move into it.
The enemy that enters the zone or starts its turn there takes fire damage.
So these guys, boom, boom. Well, they're rats. They're dumb.
Yep.
They're stupid rats. Smart rats?
No. I'll take stupid rats.
Okay. And the lovely rats do their thing.
What's the red bit for?
Oh. Three rats attacking.
Oh, right.
Three rats attacking Clark.
They'll go away at the end of my turn.
25 versus AC, 11 versus AC, and 10 versus AC. Okay. Assuming the last two don't hit, takes 3 points of damage. Rat trying to munch on your dog. Does a 15 hit his AC?
Yeah, just barely.
3 points of damage. Two attacks on you, Mr. Rogar. 15 versus AC and 19 versus AC.
19 will hit.
3 points of damage.
From rats?
From rats. They're giant rats. Then the rest just finish up their movement. And we're back at the top with Belladonna. These rats are converging.
They sound like
Murlocs.
Murlocs.
Okay, since these guys are attacking, can I see them now?
Yes. Well, he's being chewed on by giant rats that are coming out of various crevices and whatnot, so yes.
I'm going to go ahead and attempt to toss another seed over there.
Clark and the dog and Rogar right now.
On this one right here. We'll see if I can hit him with it. Seemed to work well last time. We'll try it again. No. Well, if we don't get any Vinnies back, then I just critically failed.
Yep, afraid not. What is it you were doing? What is it you were using?
Seed.
Magic. Well... Mm-hmm. The seed is magic. I was making a ranged attack.
It's a ranged attack. It's fine. Okay. All right. It's you provoke attacks from all threatening foes, which is none.
What?
All right. Dwarves
against a wall.
Dwarves, this is your first and last time to take a swipe free.
Yes, first and last time. Go right ahead. Free hit. Zelda, you're up.
Oh, I was just joking about hitting her.
Okay, well, that's a hit.
Let's see.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8,
three, four.
What are we standing on?
This is rough terrain, stalactite. I mean, there's stalactites and stalagmites everywhere. Okay. It's just that's the general rough terrain that costs an extra point of movement.
Missing a rat. Unless I get a 13.
Miss.
Yeah.
Ragnar, you're up. 1, 2, 3, 4. Kill the rat.
The rats have been marked.
Take that, you dirty rats.
Our shield strike, come on, in front of me.
Oh.
A 7. Or an 8. I miss.
Clark is up.
Clark will stab the one in front of Belda. 20.
Yep.
That'll hit. It dies.
And then it will shift behind Nathan.
Oh, sorry.
It dies behind Nathan. Cariona.
Let's see.
Stabby.
Yeah, I'm actually going to have my wolf attack on here.
Okay.
15.
Very funny sound.
15, that does hit.
Okay.
And it kills the thing. I'm assuming you do more than 1 point of damage.
Yeah. There.
All right. Rogar.
Ah! Giant rats! Don't go down that giant... Do not go down the giant side passage!
Giant side passage?
19 on a rat.
Which one do you want to kill?
That one.
Smushed.
I will then shift forward.
Mm-hmm. He's a dead rat. Now the rat's good to go. Well, looks like there's lots of swinging at various things. One swinging at you, Rogar. An 8 to hit.
Almost.
One on the dog, one on Cariona. 12 versus the dog, and 14 versus Cariona.
Both miss.
Alrighty. And then looks like you've got them marked, but they're stupid rats. Let's see. We're going to go odds and evens. Attacks you. So, both rats are swinging at you. 23 versus AC and 13 versus AC.
No.
3 whole points of damage if you get hit.
Of course, 23 will hit anybody in the group, duh.
I don't know. It might not hit Andre.
Yeah, dude, I've got like an infinity plus one.
You do. Yes.
I just wrote it on my character sheet. GM said I could.
And then.
Somehow I don't believe it.
This crimson-colored mass of undulating jelly oozes out of the ceiling. And
undulating?
Splat.
Like that. Oh. What the hell?
Why do we move?
Makes me uncomfortable.
And takes a swipe at you.
This looks like an Ochiug.
No, that's a chaos beast.
This is actually a big ochre jelly. I just don't have any for that.
Undulating.
I'll spend my last penny on that. Why not?
You got to eat.
And it will miss. Because it sucks. It goes... Psh, and hits the wall next to you and goes... Psh.
Oh, that's bad.
Oh.
Belladonna.
I am taking a step back.
So you shift back, okay?
From this thing.
And then hit it with whatever magics you have.
Gonna attempt a frost flash on it.
Okay.
Get another natural 20.
Hopefully not get a 1.
Oh, yeah! Transport to a different dimension.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
You do max damage plus an extra 2d6.
Okay. Right. Max damage is 8.
No, max damage is 9.
D6
plus wisdom.
Oh, you're right.
9.
Plus 2d6.
Mine are better.
Probably.
I plus an additional 5.
You would have rolled a...
14.
All right.
10.
And it goes.
And it is immobilized until the end of my next turn.
Everybody step away.
Yeah.
It does not go into flight.
I'm glad we moved out from underneath it.
I'm just gonna use like four all the way around. Hey, there we go.
It's that light blue color.
Okie dokie. Belda, you're up.
Don't come this way. Oh, wait. I was talking to him.
What? Oh, it's just some giant rats. What's the fuss?
I don't have
any
ranged magic attacks. So I'm going to swing at a rat. I hit. Rat goes back.
This one?
Yes.
Rat goes first.
And then I would like to free five. Can I free five into harsh terrain?
You can shift, but cannot shift into the hard terrain because it costs an extra movement point.
You can come back that way, yeah. But that goes into the rats.
It's a shift.
Shift don't provoke attacks opportunity.
All right, Ragnir. You got a rat in front of you.
No, he doesn't.
No, I don't.
Not anymore.
The rat explodes.
Your head explode.
And then I shift towards this thingy.
All right.
Carry on.
Clark is up again.
Spasmatic hop.
Here's your die. Oh, thank you.
Clark really wants to be near you.
Obviously.
It's a 26.
26
versus AC.
That will hit the big jelly ooze thing.
That'll be 7.
Alrighty.
Hold on, and then move. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Alrighty. Cariona.
We're gonna move.
Shift away.
Shift away!
Yeah, over there. And then, can I shift my wolf as well?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can shift in one space as a move, because you shift it as your move action.
Okay.
And that same thing, you can use a move action on your wolf, so it can shift a space.
Okay. Yeah. And then I'm going to just use one of these.
Yeah. Oh, give me the green one for one of those two. I mark as a free action.
It's getting bigger!
You were the first people actually using those things. I bought them.
Now, here's a question. Can both marks be on at the same time?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes, okay. Hers technically isn't a mark.
Ah, okay.
Aw.
That's a miss.
Your guy likes threes.
Rogar.
Yeah, I know.
I'll finish off this rat. And then I'll have to go back around the corner and see what they're all doing.
Ooze. Ooze jelly squish.
I'll walk back around the corner.
Clark is like,
oh!
You would stop and it went.
So that's 1, 2, that's 3.
That's fine. That's all I need.
I'll say, if you get to, well.
It shakes like a bowl full of jelly.
It is a bowl full of jelly.
That reminds me of someone I know.
Uh-huh. Alright, well, the rats attack the dog because the dog is next to them. 12 versus AC and 15 versus AC.
One will hit, one will not.
Takes 3 points of damage. The jelly is immobilized, however, you're next to it. So it will do a slam attack on you. 16 plus 24.
Damn.
Versus AC.
They never fucking miss. They've got better bonuses. They've got better bonuses than we do.
It's
a first level monster.
It's just plus 8, dude. And besides, it's my dice.
There's that.
He never misses with his dice either.
9 points of damage.
Those are my dice.
And 5 ongoing damage, acid damage, save ends.
You should take your dice back.
No, he never misses with his own dice. The monsters have like a plus 12.
The last session, dude.
The monsters have like a plus 12 to hit. It's fucking crazy.
No, this is a plus 8 to hit. And I rolled a 16.
Ooh, I exaggerated by 4. Well, that means that to hit anybody in the group, he needs to roll less. To miss people in the group, he needs to roll less than a 6.
Okay.
Fire!
Yeah. I'm sure fire works on it, but someone...
I initiate a transvestite dance.
Where did you find a transvestite?
Don't ask.
Clark.
Let's do
22.
Versus
reflex.
On the big thing, I'm assuming?
Yeah.
I don't imagine it has a lot of reflex.
It will hit.
Oh, yeah.
11 points of damage.
Ready?
You go up. Still not bloody.
He will take more damage if he does not move.
And I think the immobilization ends this
game. Yes, it does.
Yes, it's shrinking.
Right now?
Yes, mm-hmm. At the end of my turn, and I'm not moving. I'm staying put, so...
Alrighty. Belda, you're up.
You can do it.
If I move to here, will I provoke an attack of opportunity from the rat?
Not if you move there, no.
Okay, I'm going to move there then. And...
you move from that space, you will.
I squish the rat.
Give me the squish rat.
Look at it, it's already flat. Man, you really did smash it.
I have a warhammer, it's a rat.
Ragnar, you're up.
What, you're flailing?
Your shield strike.
Oh,
I miss.
What'd you get?
Well, it was a 6 or a 9.
It was a 9.
14.
That will miss. Clark's up. Assuming you remark it at this point.
Of course.
Still marked.
It will. Clark will turn around and chuck another javelin at it. No. 16.
Miss. Carry
on. Has a higher AC than the average in the group.
Damn right, there's only one of it.
Anyway. Yeah, if you add
that to the
group together,
six of these,
it's AC.
Then
I'm going to use careful attack on it again. Fruit.
Dude,
it's higher level than we are.
Oh. It's got the little dragon thing.
Monster.
It's got the dragon thing.
Five
characters. Healer.
13.
Heal.
What do you will not hit?
Thunderclap. Damn it, people.
Rogar.
What? You say you got the clap?
I wouldn't say that out loud.
Thunder. Thunder. Thunderclap.
Smash. Oh. 15
versus
fortitude. Versus fortitude?
Versus
fortitude.
That will miss just barely.
Well, you're a bad person.
That I am. The rats will try to eat the dog and miss the dog.
Yay!
Everyone misses your dog.
The ooze, however, move action shifts 4 squares.
Blech, blech, blech. Huh?
It likes Clark.
And then tries to eat Rogar.
Thunderclap! Taunt! Taunt!
It is still marked by you.
I know, but the thing is... it
has to be in melee range.
Don't you have something where
actually
you can...
Actually, it has to be within 5 squares of me.
It is.
It is, just barely.
Okay, it immediately... you slide the target 1 square. The target is slowed and cannot shift until the end of its turn. So the end of...
So does it just not... Does it not move since
so
it has a wall behind
shifts
it?
Like that. I shift it away.
All right. It goes,
and it's slowed? I think there's one for slowed.
Doesn't matter. It's only till the end of its turn.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it goes, end of its turn, it goes, oh, I can't do anything now.
Yeah. Ha! I was about to have reach!
Belladonna.
All right.
Do you want to save against your acid damage?
It hasn't been this turn yet.
Oh. Well, no, it was, it hit you at the end of last turn. This turn
I thought you automatically made your save.
No, I don't automatically fucking make my save. I take 5
damage, because that's your roll at the beginning of your turn, because of your ability. Now you get to roll it again at the end of your turn.
I need to load a picture in you.
I thought you were downloading
still. You still have it.
Well, obviously.
Bella
Donna. Make your willpower save.
Belda, that be you?
No, Belda.
I thought he just said, I'm confused.
Right. Belda, you're up next.
Hold on. I'll toss a seed at it, see if I can catch it on fire. Oh, wait a minute. Let me not throw it
into
it.
Beating people?
Yeah. Well, I miss.
Can you roll the dice away from the miniatures on the board?
No, it's
physically apparently not.
7, 8.
I like the pattern. Roll it like 4 more times.
The 12 versus what? I
think it's
reflex.
It's a 12 reflex. Versus 12 versus
Bella, you're ego. Up.
Oh, then it definitely misses, because this thing's got an ego of like 54.
I'm going
four.
To shift there and...
Oh.
Fail!
Failed horribly.
Killed by a giant ooze. Okay.
No, no, by a rat.
Oh, kind of lovely. You were swinging with your lovely melee
Warhammer,
weapon.
Yes.
Okay. Oh.
I'm going to need that pencil.
You are...
He smashed his
weakened, save ends. Means you do half damage.
Alright, well that was exciting.
Ragnar.
10, right?
Save against weakened.
10
That's
save,
four.
10...
10
yeah.
saves, right?
10 or higher, yep.
Fine, it's over.
Clark. Second verse, same as the I'm Henry the Eighth. I am.
I think it's coming for Clark.
I married the woman of the
Ooh.
Quack! Let's see. He's playing a dab on him, assuming?
Can you crit on a noose?
You can crit on anything in 4th ed.
Oh. That's
all
nice.
Right. Next door, and she's been married 7 times.
It is dazed until the end of his next turn.
Dark brown.
Dazed is the brown.
End of
yeah, the dark brown.
Clark's next turn.
This one?
Yep.
And it takes 9.
Takes 9 points of damage.
And... Alright, still not bloody. Carry on.
Okay. Let's see. Hi, I'm going to have my wolf attack those rats finally.
Yes.
It wasn't a natural one.
That'd be 6.
Okay.
Maybe someday that die will like you.
Rogar.
No.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
Guarded attack!
Really guarded.
16 versus AC. It should totally hit.
16 versus AC will miss.
It's dazed.
Oh, the rat gets to go. Well, you took a swing at the rat. The rat takes a bite at you. 13 versus AC.
Nope.
All right, and it's dazed this turn.
You can only do one action.
Which means, yep, can either take a standard or a move action or a minor action on its turn, and it grants combat advantage.
Wait!
Is that a plus 2?
Plus 2! 18?
Against the big guy?
Yeah.
18 will hit it.
Oh! I knew I could get bonuses somewhere.
Alright, it will take 16, and Nathan has a plus 6 AC against it until the end of my next turn.
Alright. It is bloody. However.
I don't have any red ones.
Take the closest thing to red.
Actually, I do have some red.
I got elbowed in the bed.
That is my collarbone.
It's true. I like a little bit of a bruise.
No.
All right.
It's red and orange.
Does that mean it's like raging or something?
Yes.
That means it has
It has a bonus.
Right there. No. Yep. It splits into two.
Oh!
When it becomes bloodied.
Huh.
Well, that's interesting.
That's not
that's
a good sign.
That's an entirely different way to take the divide and conquer phrase.
Sheep. Go get it, boy!
Alrighty.
Good throw, Clark. Good throw.
See, and that was... Rogar, you just did your thing, right?
I just did my thing.
You just did your thing. Alright, the rat tries to eat Belda again. This time with a 23.
Oh, that hits.
3 points of damage.
Can you take that?
I don't know.
Are you dead?
Pretty darn near close.
Really?
I'm all womp. No.
Oh. That's not a good sign.
Shift over to there.
So it can have now, so it can have a flanking bonus on me.
Uh-huh. Oh. It is intelligent.
But you got an extra plus six to your AC.
With the way he rolls? Yeah, what good is that?
Well, let's see.
Hey, I'll take plus 6 AC over nothing.
25 versus AC and 22 versus AC.
God, he actually fucking missed. But if I didn't have that plus 6, he would have just squashed me in one run. In one round.
That's blood for the blood god.
I'll bring you back.
Belladonna, you're up.
Can't even kill a rat. How are you going to bring me back to life?
Hey, I have other ways of healing. I don't have to kill a rat.
Time for your healing.
Oh,
no.
No, my standby that has always worked suddenly didn't work.
What was this?
Belda.
Like
sad face.
All right. We're going to try and smash this rat again.
You and that damn rat. Get away from the damn rat.
The battle. It was epic.
All right.
Now it's Ragnar's turn, and you mark
him,
obviously.
Oh, I need to save. Hang on. Weakness is what?
Save ends.
Okay, so...
10 or higher.
10.
You're no longer weakened.
I'm going to shift to there.
Let the damn dog deal with it.
Pretty much.
Fine. Ragnar, your turn. I'm assuming you mark it as free action, obviously.
Of course.
My goodness! The amount of...
Damn, that's a free action, I should say.
The amount of conditions that's happening to that creature is almost taller than I am!
Shield strike on this one, so I get a plus 2 bonus because it's flanked. Oh, I guess it's not really flanked because I'm not correctly in line.
It is flanked as a large creature. You flank it like that.
Flank it like that.
Flank it.
Make still it miss.
Hard. What did it come out to?
17.
17 doesn't
hit.
Oh.
No, it needs an 18.
Do you get
hit.
Bonuses for Andre being nearby? Or were those calculated?
You get a plus 2 to your attack, but
AC.
I only got a 17. I still missed.
That will miss. Clark's up.
Clark. Ribbit.
25.
Which one is he attacking?
The one that's got enough stacks to make a...
Okay.
the
one that's really stacked up.
8.
Okay.
Get all this stuff.
Yeah, sure.
Cautious strike. We got the cautious, the hunter's mark, and then
did it die?
No.
Yes, Clark. Make it shrink further.
All right.
It's just no longer dazed.
Mm-hmm. Cariona.
Okay. Let's get rid of the stupid rats.
Not with that, you're not.
The rat that refuses to die.
This rat's are gonna die.
Rat attack.
Ha ha! My name is...
No! Kill it! Kill it!
Rogar.
We're not naming it.
Rogar's like, screw this! Kill.
I will attempt to Fury Smash again on the giant stack.
Look out, Rogar's furious.
I just can't work up any anger today. I'm just too happy.
All right. Rat tries to eat the dog. 12.
Nope.
Oozes will try to eat Nathan. Oh, that'd be a 19 and a 12.
No.
Belladonna.
I'm going to attempt my daily power. Heaven for shame. Yeah.
Le gasp!
Okay, let me move my pencil.
Move everything that I can hit, including my book. There we go. 5 plus 4. No, wait. Yes, 9 versus will.
Well, it is a new.
Does he have no will?
You miss.
Damn.
Wow.
Do you honestly think a 9's going to hit anything? Not only hit player characters.
Really hey, dumb. A broadside of a barn's an AC negative 3.
And yet she would still miss.
No, not the 9.
Belda.
Anything under a, what was it, a 4 always misses.
Your bacon's gone, isn't it?
Nathan, how much damage have you taken, if
doesn't
any?
Matter. I've taken a bunch. It doesn't matter.
All right. I'm going to attempt healing strike. That is...
You get plus 2.
16,
17, 18, 19,
20.
Versus AC?
Yes. Okay. Excellent. Can I borrow your D10?
Don't do it, it's a trick.
Get an axe.
You get a saving throw, or a saving...
Healing surge.
Healing surge, that's what I mean.
saving
plus
surge.
Five.
You get a saving surge throw.
And 16 points of damage.
Alrighty.
Your head has blown.
Spell the Ragnar, you're up.
Or shield strike. No.
Clark, you're up.
Go, Clark!
Ribbit.
Oh, yeah.
Swack! Clark, the sharpshooter.
No.
What's his max damage? He's doing nine. After the big stack, right?
Yeah.
He said nine?
Yeah, nine.
Wow.
Guys, do you realize that when we get this thing down to dead, it's going to break into, like, four little ones?
Awesome!
He gets a plus two to his attack rolls for one round. So, plus two to his attack rolls to the end of his next turn, I could say. Cariona.
All right. I want to attack the rats, but I don't know if it's worth it.
Miss versus the rats or Miss versus the oozes? Take your pick.
I'm going to go. Versus
oozes. Legask!
Okay.
So are you going against this one?
Oh, it's 7. 14 versus this one.
Versus what?
It's what?
AC?
Yeah,
no.
Misses.
You'd think it wouldn't be so hard to hit a blob of ooze.
Of course not, but this is 4th at D&D, where it's almost impossible to hit a fucking kobold.
Okay.
That is Rogar.
They really balanced this system.
Actually, they
work,
did.
Work up what fury!
AC's a 20, and yet you never miss.
Because I'm rolling
versus
high.
Fortitude.
What's that?
16 versus fortitude.
The monster has a plus 8.
That will hit.
At level 3.
He takes 5.
Yeah, and you're level 2, and you have a plus 1.
4. Plus 5, actually, technically, with the bonus plus 1 from being level 2 now. But a plus 5.
Also pointing out, this is a level 3 elite brute that's fighting 6 characters at this point.
And it's beating the ever-loving shit out of us.
Oh yeah, you guys are all bloodied and dying at this point.
And I will take my movement action. Swing, baby, swing. Nathan! Take your deck up for duty.
Shift.
An oozy tentacle goes.
By the way,
now it's also...
Try and provoke attacks of opportunity with that one, because each one, Nathan gets a plus 5 to hit and damage until the end of his next turn.
Bonus.
Beat the shit out of it. I'm using human interference!
The rat will try to eat the dog, and nope. Not eat the dog. And the ooze is going to try to eat Nathan again.
Yeah.
It is not flanking him anymore, but that still will probably hit. 25,
of course.
And...
Don't you still have the plus 6?
No, that only lasts for one round.
Oh, that's one round. I'm sorry.
There we go.
And it smacks itself.
Sorry.
Okay, he gets out of his way.
Alright, it takes a minus 4 on its attack rolls until the end of its next turn. So, yeah, the end of its next turn.
You
so how do I provoke an attack of opportunity on it?
Just move by.
Do something that threatens.
Move by him.
Move through its threatened zone.
Okay.
Do a ranged attack in its threatened zone. Not quite.
Oh.
It does hit him. That would be 12 points of damage. With an ongoing 5 acid damage, save ends.
He burns.
It will go ahead and burn its action point and attack you again. With a minus 4. Missing with a 7 and critting on you. Let's see.
There's no way, because if it does double damage or does max damage, that's 18. Plus 5 from the acid.
I'm going to do... Well, the ongoing damage doesn't stack. It does 13 points of damage to you when it hits you.
So you're just bloodied, right? And
Corona.
And you are dazed, save ends.
Whoa.
Now it is Belladonna's turn.
Okay.
Huh.
Can he still make attacks of opportunity if he's dazed?
What level of death indicator?
If he's dazed, yeah, he can still do it. That's just during his action, he can only make a... He can only do standard and move or minor.
Have you ever...
So if I move here...
Basically like consecration.
You'd have to move again.
Like right there?
Yeah, that would provoke.
Like that, but for DK.
So it will attack.
It will attack me.
I'll do my immediate interrupt. Mm-hmm. The Warden's Fury.
Question though, can I keep moving
to my? But you're not going to provoke any more attacks,
right? But I want to. I want to be able to get to the.
Yeah.
Because I think I can move here with my movement.
1, 2, 3, 4
You could diagonally move to there, couldn't you?
Well, isn't this flank? This will give me give us flank.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
A 27
That'll hit.
You can do it. You can do it all night long.
4 points of damage, unless that gives me a +5 to damage as well.
That it does, Captain Skippy.
9
Alrighty, still up.
I will...
My Corona.
Still gets its swing on her.
This is Carriona, I'm like...
17 versus your AC, Becca?
Yes.
What's the good as an immediate interrupt if it doesn't actually interrupt their attack?
It did interrupt
it. It did interrupt its attack. It's just, it didn't kill it, so it continued.
Five,
6 points of damage plus an ongoing 5 acid damage.
But that doesn't happen until what?
Beginning of your turn is when it hits. So.
And
you do get a save against it at the end of your turn.
At the end of this turn.
I clearly didn't get it.
I'm going to go ahead and use my encounter power on him, the bark skin on him. So he gets an additional 3 to his AC.
Okay.
We'll get you there in no time.
I just have to play the damn character.
And then I can roll for my save.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You are no longer taking acid damage. And Belda is up.
Alright. I'm going to...
Things almost dead.
Songs. Damn them.
There it is. Flanking bonus. That's...
I know.
23, I'm assuming, hits this thing.
Yes, it does.
Blood tank.
Okay, I need this one more time.
You're hitting that one. Okay.
That is 12...
Build.
16 points of damage, and you get another healing surge plus 5. So I just did 16 points of damage to this one.
Mm-hmm.
Does that take you off?
Ragnar.
Mm-hmm. Well, leave it there for the moment.
Okay.
Save. Okay.
Because the weather.
The acid doesn't affect me.
That's okay.
And I will attack this one.
Since
it's flanked.
Take half an hour to get there from
So plus two.
I mean, if I'm...
So that's a 17
22.
Plus... That'll hit. Full damage.
That's going to have to call again when I get there and be like, hey, somebody can let me in.
Do I still have that plus 5?
It's until the end of your turn.
Okay, so that's... 15 points of damage to it.
Are you attacking this one?
Yeah.
As long as
it's still up, but it does burn ooze. It doesn't look good.
I'm going to use my action point and
it's
attack it again.
Solid?
Yeah, it's going to look solid.
Failing
miserably.
Damn die. 16.
Oh, yeah.
Failure.
So that's a 26 that time. So that hits it again,
I don't
I'm guessing.
I think that hit.
Yes, it does.
Doing 17 points of damage to it.
That kills this one.
Good job. Oh, I have nothing to... I can throw stuff.
That doesn't really matter. It has worked well for Clark.
Death Knight tanking though.
Non-existent.
I like these big circles. They're fun.
They're really cool.
They're like little discs of magnets.
Alrighty. Clark's up.
You're making me look
so is this what he's warning you against?
Probably.
Not this time.
Carriona.
Okay. Sorry, you're just so fascinating.
By your own.
Oh,
ooh, sir.
Can I have a purple one?
Maybe.
Please?
Maybe.
Oh. 5. I'm gonna switch.
Rogar.
Okay, must go over there and work up my fury.
Moving 2 squares away from it.
Away?
Like there?
Yep, yeah. Right there.
I got reach. Fury!
Hey,
does a 22 hit its fortitude?
Yes, it does.
Flame will take 5, and then Nathan has enough plus 5 to hit Nick.
Alrighty. Well, it tries to eat Nathan again.
What about the rats?
I'll get to the rats.
Don't get to the rats.
It will hit
Nathan
with a 25.
Damn.
Nathan takes 13 points of damage.
I'm going
5. The rat get a 21 versus the dog, so the dog takes another 3 points of damage.
Torn.
Oh, the dog has 3.
Take another 3 damage to the dog.
Okay.
His unholy.
Does that put Nathan down at all?
No.
Is he still still bloody?
Yes, okay.
Still bloody.
Belladonna, you're up.
Storm spike it. No, I won't.
Belda.
Recovery strike. Recovery whiff.
Clark.
Clark do.
First same as the third, fourth, fifth at this point.
Cariona. The ooze and rat combo.
No!
Take out the rat, man.
Who knew that this was the combo for instant party death?
No, I would say instant. This is slow and painful party death.
I'm pretty sure that 17, 20 hits the rat.
Hits the rat, yes. The rat dies, finally.
The
rat.
Praise the Lord!
This is the rat that never ends.
Isn't there a rat? Can I move now? I can also move. Yeah.
Okay. You have a move and a minor left. So.
Isn't there a rat under the dog?
4.
No.
That's its little stand.
He's just on a little magnetic stand thing.
Okay.
Alright, Rogar.
It's me again.
Again? Didn't I just go?
Okay.
Make him do something.
Belda, hit it!
There it is. I try.
Yeah. Like, okay, whack.
You get to add 4 to your damage.
Oh, good. That puts me at 10 points of damage.
It melts into nothingness and it oozes into death.
Woohoo!
Alrighty.
And Nathan saves on his acid with a natural 20.
That's good.
Nathan can spend healing surges to
I will use inspiring words and she'll use healing and
he goes
yes, so use your healing surges to heal yourselves up, and that's how we'll end it for tonight.
But I got a boo-boo. I've taken 3 points of damage. I won't be able to walk.
Alright, let me figure out, and I will figure out your XP and record how many healing surges you have left. But not, because we'll pick up from here next time.
Gamers Haven Incorporated proudly presents A Thousand Monkeys production of a Pinnacle Entertainment game. Deadlands Reloaded. Enough Room to Die. Featuring the Gamers Haven regulars. A campaign 6 years in the making. Secret societies, bloodthirsty demons. The story's got it all. But can the heroes unravel the plot before it's too late? One thing's for certain is they're gonna either have enough room to live or enough room to die. Available for download only at GamersHavenPodcast.com.
listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.